today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us till the end of this episode. This is today's special and we're going to speak about bad language in Islam. Today, Thursday, 3rd of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Mehr, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to verse 11 of chapter Hujurat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكون خيرا منهم ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ
O you who have believed, let not a people ridicule another people. Perhaps they may be better than them. Nor let women ridicule other women. Perhaps they may be better than them. And do not insult one another, and do not call each other by offensive nicknames. Wretched is the name of disobedience after one's faith. And whoever does not repent, then it is those who are the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse forbids believers to find faults with one another. The pronoun one another may indicate that since believers are regarded as one single soul, if they find faults with others through uttering words and facial expressions, they expose their own faults. In other words, believers are like one single soul. Connotes that they are like one person since they are unanimous in faith and beneficence.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman, ya Rahim.
Bad language in the view of Islam. When we examine closely our Islamic laws, we find that they are most protective of the purity of Muslims in both the abstract and real sense of the words. They cover every type of moral filth and impurity, even extending to the act of insulting people, cursing them, or calling them abusive names. These laws also prohibit scoffing at or ridiculing individuals or Muslim societies. Speaking unfavorably of others is lawful in a few essential cases, such as declaring a witness unreliable in a case of law, exposing one or more narrators of the Prophet's ahadith, if any of them are inaccurate, speaking frankly about the Muslim when marriage is involved in matters of financial or real estate trust, and employment. In such necessary cases, it is lawful to expose the truth even if such person have moral defects. This is not a form of slandering or backbiting.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the worldly and hereafter consequences of profanity and bad language from the viewpoint of Islam and the Holy Prophet and his successors. In Islamic tradition, individuals are not only accountable for their relationship with Allah, but also for their interactions with fellow humans. The use of bad language can have repercussions in these interactions, affecting one's ultimate destination in the afterlife. Ahlulbayt alayhim salam exemplified kindness and respect in their interactions with others. Imam Ali alayhi salam provided guidance on how to interact with others, stating the rights of the one upon the other are that one should enjoin good and forbid evil, love for one's brother what one loves for oneself, to smile at one's brother and make him pleased. So what kind of lessons are we taking for a contemporary society about what we have said up to now with the kind of look that we had on the worldly and afterworld consequences of profanity and language? The teachings and examples set by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam continue to be relevant in contemporary society, in a world often marred by conflicts, misunderstandings, and divisive language. The guidance on respectful communication, moral conduct, and accountability resonates strongly.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special. Decide what you will do. You've tried times out, taking away privileges and an endless list of consequences, but still your son refuses to stop with the potty language. Now here you are trying your best to resist your well-meaning grandmother's bar of soap recommendation. Still, you have to admit you have no idea what to do next. The truth is you can't make our child actually stop using potty talk or swearing. After all, he is in control of his mouth and his voice, short of dog tapping his mouth closed. We can't control what comes out of it. By the way, we do not advocate dog tapping. So what can be done? Now's the time to decide what you will do whenever you hear any offensive language. One possible solution, know when to walk away.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist.
You are the light
that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong and world that often lies. Cause
I don't need anyone,
anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
And for today, one way to control our tongue: take accountability. Take responsibility for your action. Cursing in this instance, understand that it doesn't serve you and you're better off without this awful habit. Announce your decision to go profanity-free on your social media platforms. We tend to take ourselves more seriously when we know that others are watching us and will hold us accountable for our lapse. Make cursing painful. Wear a rubber band on your wrist. Snap it every time you'll say swear words. The pain will motivate you to get out of your bad habit, inshallah. Be consistent with snapping, as the fear of a painful consequence works like a charm to kick bad habits.
A third category is what we find in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 78. Those who used to harass the prophets, they used to disobey them, oppress them, transgress against them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses them, and the prophets of God used to curse them. For example, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِ دَاوُودِ وَعِيسَ بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. Allah is telling us that those from Bani Israel who used to disobey their prophets, who used to harass them, they were cursed on the tongue of Dawood and the tongue of Isa ibn Maryam. These two prophets of God would curse them. They would do dua against them. Oh Allah, invoke your la'na on those people who are harassing us from Bani Israel. So those who disobeyed the prophets, they were deserving of the la'na of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A fourth category. We have Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 159. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those who conceal the truth. They know the truth, they hide it. They don't want the truth to reach the people. Allah curses them. What does Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْنِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those people who conceal the truth after we have revealed it in the book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses them, and those who curse, curse them. The Holy Quran is saying, who are those la'inun, the cursers who curse those who conceal the truth? They are the believers, the prophets, and the angels. They send their la'nat on them because they are concealing the truth. So this is one category that we find in the Holy Quran.
So today we had a beneficial and wonderful program. We learned many things about controlling our tongue. Inshallah, we continue this topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us, and fi amanillah.
crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.